Talk About It with Fran Jazz. Today's special guest is a recording artist from Yonkers, New York. Today's guest is Hoyt. Hoyt, thank you very much for being here.
Yes, sir, Fran Jazz, my boy. Appreciate you for allowing me on your platform.
Appreciate you coming by, man. It's going to be a good one.
Anytime, my brother. Anytime.
Yonkers love.
Yes, sir.
I like it.
Big YO energy. Exit 5.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
Let's start right there. Explain Exit 5 to the non-Yonkers people.
I'm born and raised from Yonkers. One of the best cities in New York State. Gotta be. You know, live and direct. Home of Mary J. Blige, DMX, Casino, The Locks, you know, so on and so forth. Bunch of pioneers, bunch of up-and-comings. YO all day.
Woo! Well said, well said. Yonkers is a beautiful place.
Yes, sir. Born and raised in Yonkers, born in St. Joseph Hospital.
Nice. Yes, so sir. Was I. Mm-hmm. Beautiful hospital. Mm-hmm. I love the hospital. All right. Is Hoyt your government name?
Yeah, it's my dad's name. Very, very popular person. Everybody called know him as Big Hoyt Universal. So kind of piggybacked off that. Everybody called me Little Hoyt, Young Hoyt. Obviously, I'm not little no more or young, so I just stuck with the Hoyt name.
Nice, nice. I like that. And what's CPG?
That's Cottage Place Gardens. That's on the north side of Yonkers. Project buildings 1 through 13 in between North Broadway and Warburton.
I like that. I had no idea that's what that was. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's real dope. How do you know Corner Kings?
Corner Kings. Wow. Destiny. Shout out to the homie Destiny. Free him too out of that nasty, you know. Good brother. He don't deserve to be in there. Very good brother. Loyal brother. High integrity type of person. I met him through my little brother, Marley. He's from the South Side, obviously, so I didn't grow up with him. Met him through dealings throughout the streets, but very good brother. Stick to his word. And when he started doing the microphone things, I was pretty much the first one online to support. He always supported my music career, always seen the passion and the drive that I actually had with the music. So I always loved and respect him for that. Knew him for a while, though. Good brother.
Free Corner Kings.
Free Corner Kings, for sure.
He's a two-time alumni of the show. Very good conversation. I hope the best. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing, your childhood.
Like I said, I was born in Cottage. It's a projects, one of the four projects in Yonkers. Pretty normal childhood. Moms worked two jobs. My pops was unfortunately incarcerated for the first 12 years of my life. So pretty much it's me, my mom, and my brother. Good childhood, though. She did the best she could do.
Overall, you had a good childhood, right? Because overall, Yonkers is a beautiful city.
I mean, you know, it really is. You know, it really is.
There's a certain love that's here. Mm-hmm. That, well, you know, it's home to us, so it's different. Yeah. Like, of course, it's going to feel like a different connection to us, but there is this diverse love that we're all on the same page.
Well, one thing I notice about living out here, Yonkers is a very competitive city. That's why there's so much talent out here. I can't really say it's a problem. A lot of people say that we have a black cloud over us and all of that. I don't think it's that. I just think it's the competitive nature that everybody should have. Everybody should feel like they're the best. That actually drives me, the competition level in Yonkers. We just need to stick together, and we could be one of the best, if not the best state, pushing out that type of genre of music, because there's a lot of creative artists out here that can make more than just rap music.
The art scene is heavy in Yonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
shout out to the whole Yonkers, though. North side, south side, any side. For real. 914, for real.
Yeah. There's a lot of beautiful art coming out of Yonkers.
It really is, though.
100%. That would be good if everybody could. because being competitive, you don't really unite. So, and it's a small city. Yeah. So for us not to unite, it's tough. You know, everybody wants to be that one amazing person that stands out. But if we're all diluted into kings, mm-hmm. you know, we're not going to be able to mesh into like a team.
You're absolutely right. And it all boils back down to...
And Queens.
Queens, too. Because shout out to Lady Slim. Shout out to Dia.
Another alumni. Shout
out
to
all the females out there that's going crazy.
Lady Slim, another alumni.
Actually, there's only one way to beat the odds, and that's actually strength in numbers. We have more than enough numbers to do it. Too much talent, like you just said. You couldn't have reiterated it no better than that. We can beat the odds if we reunite. Strength in numbers.
It makes sense. Everybody wants to be number one, but we got it. We got to support each other because we're from the same small city.
The city has to be number one. It can't be no one man above all.
Yeah, the city has to support everybody. Yeah, 100%. I don't know. We'll see what happens. What motivated you to begin making music?
That's a great question. Might not believe it or not, but DMX is one of my main inspirations, motivation. DMX was a cousin of my brothers in my hood, the OG. And he used to always come through with DMX, so I seen him as a kid. And that was my dad's friend as well. So just seeing, you know what I'm saying, the way he transitioned his life, it was almost like you could, and he was touchable, so he was believable. Just that in itself gave me the motivation to pursue rap. You know what I'm saying? I have other people that inspire me, but I would have to definitely use DMX as one of the main reasons why I kind of started making music. Definitely.
Before we press record, you mentioned how you used to write and make music for about 20 years now.
Yeah.
And you recently started taking it serious.
Right.
So before you started taking it serious, what was it? Was it just a hobby? Was it therapy?
It was more therapy. I wouldn't really say a hobby because I had passion for music. To really do something you love, you got to do it for free. So I don't do this for rewards or benefits. Who don't want to get paid? But it would really have to go to therapy while I do it, and I know that I make music that's relative to day to day life for the majority. So yeah.
I like it. What's your writing process?
Writing process. I like to be comfortable. So, I mean, I love making music in the studio if I got features. You know, doing the features is better. I really don't like sending tracks. I like to be in the studio, get the vibe. But if I'm creating music by myself, I like to be in the house, candles, dark in a dark bottle of Don Julio, some good weed, and just really just lock in, just processing my music that way.
And you listen to the beat that you're writing for?
Yeah, I normally just let the beat play for about 4 or 5 times. I'm going to say probably about 10, 15 minutes. I'll just vibe out to the beat, smoke a blunt, you know, just get my creative process together and start to write.
And do you write with pen and paper or like in a phone?
Am I writing a phone? I used to be the pen and paper type of guy. I can go in the booth, honestly, and do it without it, but I just have this thing about me about just being, like, perfect. Nobody's perfect, but I just like my music to sound a certain type of way. Shout out to the people that actually go in there and freestyle, because my bro, it's hard. No, people think that
talk
shit is easy.
It.
It's not easy.
No, people act like it's easy. I know people know it's difficult. To go in there, freestyle, and it to make sense and sound good?
Come on now.
That's a beyond art. That's beyond art.
Shout out to my brother A1, man. He in the Bay. His work ethic is unmatched. Just watching him just go in there. I just watched him make a whole album. No pen, no pad, no nothing. And it fucked me up, for real. Like, because you hear people say that they do that. And to hear this album, Never Satisfied, shout out to my brother A1, no skips. And I watched him make about five, I'm actually featured on his album. He made it with no pen, no pad. One of the songs on my album, New York to the Bay, might be one of the popular songs that's on the playlist. I say, yo, bro, I need a hook. Shout out to my brother Cheese. He put the beat on, West Coast vibe. You know what I'm saying? I'm a New York dude, so I knew I was going to put some New York spice on it. I like the hook I made. He just said, yo, let me see something. I swear to God, he went in the booth.
Let me see something.
He went in the booth. I swear to God, he came out in 5 minutes. The homie Cheese played it. I said, God damn.
Wow.
This shit is crazy, bro. Shout out to everybody who no pen, no pad. That's a gift. That's a gift.
Wow. You know, I think people that do that, they're living their truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way you could tap into it, no problem.
That's a fact.
If you have to think about your lies and your fake life, it's not going to come that fast. You got to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's your life, it just flows.
I believe that.
That's amazing. I believe
that. That's a gift when you 100%. Think about it.
100%. That's deeper than a talent. Definitely a gift. Amazing. Have you done performances?
I performed a few times. Not too much. I opened up for my boy before, you know, local stuff. Nothing too serious.
Mm. You prefer writing, recording, or performing?
See, I performed a handful of times. One time I performed in Albany at a club called Tilly's. Shout out to my brother Phil Blass. He took me out there and I performed. And the love was crazy. Performing is crazy when they know your words. Well, they didn't really know my words. They just knew the energy. They just felt what I was saying. Not to know who you are and actually perform and then get that embracement, yeah, that was different. But I just love creating music. I love the process of it. I love how you got to actually sit down and think, and you got to swap out things, and just the energy you got to put into it, the passion you got to have to actually write as well. I think I love creating music more than I won't say more yet, but as of now, I like
the writing process.
I like the writing process more.
Nice, I like that. Who are your top five favorite artists?
Top five favorite artists. Woo! See, that varies. So I'm going to just go off of the top five artists that did something for me or that impacted my career. So I would have, in no particular order, I would have to put DMX. I would have to go with Nas. I can't really just say Kiss because I like Styles. SP did something for me as well. So I got to say the Locks as a whole. That's three. Top five. Half a Mil. I don't know. A lot of people would know him. Some people Blood and some niggas Crip. Some niggas Thugs and some niggas is Bitch. Everybody won't know it, but some people will. I got to put him as the four on... Yeah, in my top five, Tupac.
Nice.
Tupac.
Very nice. I like that. You sound like an album type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a favorite album?
Illmatic.
Nice.
Ready to Die. Kiss the Game Goodbye. Reasonable Doubt. You know, this can go on.
Yeah, my man. The way I've listened to your music, the way you write, I could tell you're an album guy.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy to be able to tell that.
Even the way I format it, like I'm a worst critic. when I listen to my music, and I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, because like I said, opinions are subjective. I listen to my music as a fan. So a lot of the music that I put together, like when I created this EP, I won't call it an album. I listened to it as a fan, and I put the playlist together. When I sent it to my brother CJ, I don't know if you know CJ Parchman, you might have heard of him. CJ, shout out to the bro CJ. When I sent him the songs, it was funny because I just sent it to him. He didn't really know it was a playlist. I didn't even think it was a playlist yet. When he listened to it, he said, yo, the way you put that playlist together was crazy. And I said, yo, bro, to be honest with you, I was going to swap this song here and put this here. He said, no, leave it like this.
I felt it the way it was.
He's an engineer. Mm. I'm just an artist. I mean, I'm a CEO as well and all that. But you know what I'm saying? Besides the fact I'm an artist, this is just an engineer. He hear it. He's mixing it. When he heard, he said, this is the track list right here. You got to go with it. And we push it at that. Angels and Demons is out now on all platforms.
I like that. Check it out. Angels and Demons. So how do you go about finding beats? You work with one producer?
I was doing the typical thing everybody was doing. You know, people act like they get beats sent to them. I was going to YouTube. But I already knew a lot of producers. Now that they see me working, I'm starting to get beats from everywhere. So I'm starting to get beats. I got a few producers now. Rent Due was actually all full produced, no YouTube beats. I got about 5 producers on there. Kater Boss, shout out to Kater Boss, Omen. Shout out to my brother Half. Shout out to my brother Cheese. Cheese on the slap. Yeah, so.
Nice. Yeah, working. It's definitely better when you.
Yeah, when it's better when it's organic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's your pickings. It's your, you know, it's your sound.
Hell yeah. What religion were you raised in?
My mom was Baptist. I went to church and all that. It was a Baptist church. Today, me personally, I don't have no religion. I just believe in a higher power.
And if you could explain what the higher power is.
There's always a superior over everything. Even when you have a job, there's a supervisor. There's a manager. There's the boss. You know, there's somebody that makes everything move in this world. And I believe in God. You know, I believe in God. I'm not going to say I don't believe in God. But I also believe that there's a higher power as well. So I don't think God is black, white, brown. There's one God in a bunch of religion.
Yeah, they all lead and talk about the same God.
We're ultimately talking about the same thing, the same person. So bunch of religion, one God, a bunch of faith.
I like that. Pretty much. Well said. Pretty much that's what it is. Who's the first person you think of when you think of success?
Success. First person I seen successful was my dad. For the wrong reasons, but I seen what success looked like. If I had to go for like a music type of person who inspired me, Nas. Nas is a project. He's from the projects. Very intellectual, smart brother. Took his disadvantages and made them advantages. And today he's very successful. Today he do more outside of music. And I believe that's what success is. Taking your your flaws and making them a goal. Making them beliefs. Making them, you know. Just making them something bigger than what you've seen, what you envision. Because we all think we can't go in the way until we get there. So there's no change without change. I seen a guy that had nothing made something. So I would have to go with Nas.
I like that. A lot of people always say Jay-Z.
I mean, I could see why you would say
it. Yeah,
I could see why.
Yeah, but it's funny because those are like the top contenders. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Their life is synonymous with each other, both of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Picasso and the other guy he was battling with back then.
Yeah, like Rembrandt and stuff. Like, it's all on like what you believe. Like, I believe, like, you know, I can't say, we can't say Jay-Z is a smarter person because he made more money. He probably had better partners. You know, you had better advantages, but
timing and opportunities.
Going off of wisdom and stuff like that, I believe Nas have more to give us than Jay-Z probably will.
Nice. Yeah. That's just nobody me. Will argue that.
I mean, that's just me. Wisdom, everything. That's yeah, just, yeah. That's just me.
When it comes to wisdom, yeah, Nas got that one. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to play basketball, man. NBA dreams. Outside, going outside with my friends. We full court basketball, watching the older guys play, trying to beat them. You know, listening to them. It's funny because I was just talking about this with my friend. The era is like the way things are now was messed up because the older guys in my era, they wanted to see you do something. Like, we used to get beat up for not going in the house on time and stuff like that. Mm. So, yeah, I have to say basketball, man, I really believe the way they instilled that belief of, yo, you can make it, you can get out of here, it was definitely basketball, man. I put a lot of time into basketball. I played a little bit of junior high school basketball, so, yeah, NBA dreams.
I like that. You got the hype for it, too, man.
Definitely, man.
Man. When it comes to the music, what is the number one goal? Like, what's the biggest goal? Best case scenario,
creating generational wealth. It's not going to just be done off of music, but it could be the stepping stone towards it. Just creating jobs for some of my friends. I have a few friends that make music. I know some young brothers that where I'm from that's coming up right now. They make music. So I would just basically say the opportunities that music can give, just creating jobs, creating futures.
I like that. What's the most exciting thing you ever did?
I can't really say. I would keep it PG-13. Me and my daughters, me and my three daughters, we had went to
kept the real PG.
Yeah, this is random, but it actually was fun. Nah, I had fun. Me and my three daughters, we had went to Manhattan and we went shopping and we like instead of taking cabs, like we was getting on the horse and chariots.
Wow.
So every store we went to, we were just getting on the horse and chariots and the horse and carriage. And, it was fun. We had fun.
That sounds like a fairy tale, man.
It was fun.
That's awesome.
For the older ones, they was laughing. It was content for them. But for my youngest one, she was 9 at the time. It was like, wow, I can't believe it. So
that's like a Disney movie.
Yeah, we had fun.
I like that. That's awesome. Kept a real PG.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it though.
Yeah.
When you got daughters, you have to.
Yeah. You know, people they watch this interview, but oh, that's what you be doing, huh? Because my daughters is different. They'll correct me as soon as they see that.
Oh, they man. On. Daughters and their fathers, man.
Mm.
You know that those two phrases, daddy's little girl, mama's boy.
Right.
So real, right?
Yeah, because my son is a mama's boy. Both of them. And my daughters, they love me, man. And they're yeah, very vocal.
Those phrases are so real.
They're vocal. You know, they're vocal. But I respect it at the same time. Gives you a different perspective on how you should treat your woman, the way you raise your daughters.
I like that.
Definitely.
Definitely. I agree. As you get older, what has become more important and less important?
Wow. That question was so powerful, my boy. I need you to ask me again.
Let's do it. As you get older, what has become more important and less important?
Yeah, I pulled a shot for that one.
Hell yeah.
More importantly, this, you know, this might not be the political answer, but more importantly, I think for me, it was being accountable with myself. Just growth, you know, growth is uncomfortable, man. And just trying to elevate into what I want to be, it's going to take a lot of work. So I feel more for that. Less just stress, just allow not being happy. If you're not happy, there's no way you can make anybody happy. When people used to say that, I said, like, yeah, whatever. But as you get older, you start to realize that saying is definitely true. There's no way you can help somebody if you can't help yourself. So the less, I worry less about drama and negative vibes. I don't really got time for that, for real. I don't care who it's coming from, too. I'll block you fast. And not out of a phone, out of my life.
Hell yeah.
For real.
Hell yeah, got to keep your peace. What would be the best piece of advice you'd give your younger self?
Excuse me. My younger self. Don't be scared. Be fearless. Don't be scared to make mistakes. You're not perfect. This image that we all trying to live under is false. It's a false narrative that you're giving to the world, and you're actually telling yourself that. Living in a false life, not living in your truth, is the worst thing you could do. So, and it all starts with being fearless. You never know what's on the other side until you jump. So, yeah, that I think, besides anything else, I would tell myself not to be fearless, to do everything I believe I wanted to do.
I like that. Do you have any regrets?
I mean, we all don't like some of the decisions we made, but we wouldn't be the people we are today without those decisions. So, no regrets. I'll do it all over again.
Nice. I like it. Do you have overall life goals? Like, beyond the music?
Oh, yeah.
For your life, what are those?
Right now I'm just really hustling for my grandkids. It's funny, when I tell my kids that, they like, we don't want no goddamn kid. I'm like, I don't want to be a grandfather. But I'm thinking that far in life right now. Generational wealth is very important to me. And being the person to actually did it. I can't speak for all families, but I have family members that's doing good successfully, individually. As a whole, my father just passed away recently.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. And just watching my father pass away and nobody being left with nothing, and me and my siblings have to pay for everything, I realized right there that I have to change everything that I'm doing to leave my kids a better future. If not, then I'm doing an injustice to them today. So my main goal right now is to just creating generational wealth. Just living a happy life, a normal life, a simple life. Not too much extravagance, but taking care of my people.
What do you do to work on your mental health?
Mental health is important. There's treatment centers and stuff. There's counselors. There's people that you can reach out to in your community if you need help and treatment for that. Mental health, I don't think you should deal with that on your own, and I don't think you should be embarrassed. Like I said, I don't do many interviews. I've never been personally diagnosed with bipolar, but a lot of the traits by studying, because I study a lot of shit, I have a lot of bipolar traits. I have a lot of PTSD traits. And growing up in rural areas that we grew up in, especially on the north side, it comes with the territory. So Mental health is very important. I feel that's something that you can't deal with alone. Reach out, talk to people. Don't feel embarrassed. Seriously, just a camera. Don't feel embarrassed, man. Reach out. There's people out there that'll help you. Don't let them demons in your head talk for you. Talk to somebody.
What do you do for your mental health?
Personally, I smoke a lot of weed. I self-meditate.
But you know, people might not like a band-aid for the moment. You know what I mean?
It is. It's temporary fixes. I do yoga. Seriously.
Seriously.
No, because you know people.
I know people.
You know,
will
people
think
are
it's
like,
a joke,
yeah, right. But like, I seriously take like the from a minimum to 15 to 30 minutes.
Nice.
Every other 2 days. So I try to do it like 3 times a week. Believe it or not, like just dispatching from the world for a second, it actually works. Just having patience, man. But like I said, I think just saying that, just that mental illness, people will laugh at you or think you just you disorder, you different. We all have some type of problems.
Everybody
have some type of problem in life. Nobody's perfect. So if you feel like you have mental issues, talk to somebody. Reach out to the people in your local community. There's like I said, there's programs, there's things out there of that nature that can help you. Definitely. But if you're not one of them people, I feel like patience, man. Practice patience, self-awareness. And most of all, just confidence. Just having confidence in yourself and believing in yourself. Because for some reason, like if you do battle with these type of issues, you do have these, people say demons, but you have this inner voice that's always like degrading what you actually doing. So if you're doing something positive, if you do have mental issues, there's going to be things inside of you or voices in your head telling you you're not doing the wrong thing. You should actually be doing the wrong thing, which is the wrong thing. Again, that's why having counselors, having people that can help you with these issues, if you can't deal with them on your own, is important. So I personally deal with it on my own. I have therapists, though. I do talk to somebody.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I've tried therapy a couple of times.
Because you can't be ashamed to talk about these type of things.
100% is normal. It's like going to the doctor, physical doctor, going to the mind doctor. But if you're not going to speak to anybody and you think you're good, at least put your phone down and work through your problems.
Yes, meditation is important. If you're not going, if you're going to do it on your own, self-medicating, like bro said, is a temporary band-aid. You got to do things to fix the situation. So it could be a permanent fix, not a temporary fix.
And to me, not a permanent fix, but to me, help is working through whatever it is. You can't dodge it. Work through it.
Right.
You know, sometimes when you have nobody to speak to, just write.
Mm-hmm.
Music, is an amazing way to do this. But if you're not a writer in a music sense, you could just write. Just write it
That's
out. Write like you're talking to somebody.
That's what they have journals for. Yeah. It don't have to be a poem. It's your feelings that you're pouring out on a piece of paper. It's going to help you. It's almost as if you're talking to somebody. Again, don't be embarrassed of having this illness. It's important. I'm telling you this in front of the camera. It's going to get pushed out to thousands of people. I deal with mental issues. Doesn't make me a bad person. I'm actually an amazing person. And it makes me better by knowing that I have these issues and fixing them instead of just knowing they're there and letting them linger around. I work on myself every day. And it's important that everybody do it. Even if you feel that you are at a state, a point in your life where you don't need fixing, we're not perfect. So remember that. Got to always work on yourself.
Hell yeah. Do you have advice for aspiring artists?
Yeah, believe in yourself. Trust me. It goes back to what I said about the fearless part. Believing in yourself. It's nothing more believable to me than someone who's exudes confidence. When I see, you don't have to be the best lyricist. You don't have to be the best writer. It's the confidence level that I'm going to stamp. Now, I have my own record label, Hunger Records. I'm looking for talent. I got a few people in mind. Like I said, I have a lot of things. I don't want to count my eggs before they hatch, but I got a lot of good things that's getting ready to happen soon. And I'm looking for artists. So for up-and-coming, inspiring artists, man, confidence, man. If you ain't confident, I'm not going to believe you.
That makes perfect sense.
You have to be confident. No confidence, I'm not going to believe that.
Well, what's your goal with Hunger Music, is it?
Hunger Records.
Hunger Records.
Yeah. Like I said, going back to not wanting to count my eggs before they hatch, I have this trucking thing that I'm trying to do as well. But with the music, I'm definitely pushing my music, and I'm looking for artists as well.
Nice. What trucking thing are you trying to do? Like have
like freight drivers? Trucking, box trucking. Yeah, I have drivers. I'm actually as we speak today, I'm in the process of getting my dispatching license. So I'm about to pay for those courses and start taking those courses. So
nice. Do you worry about self-driving trucks taking over?
Wow. I haven't thought too far into that, but we're losing jobs if we have self-driving trucks. I think that's bad for the economy. That's terrible. Self-driving trucks, that mean that there's only need a few people to control the truck. So if you got 100,000 trucks out there, that's 100,000 people without a job. So I think that's terrible for the economy, but that's another way to force people out. But I think that's a political conversation I don't think people want to get into.
I mean, for your business idea, it's scary.
For my business idea, it's scary, but I'm going to always be the person that's going to always have self-driven trucks. I mean, trucks with drivers in them. I don't want no truck that you can control. I don't want a Tesla. For that reason. Ain't no, you're not going to have me driving. And they want to, like, you know what I'm saying, stop my car. Now they freeze my car up. No. I don't want nothing that I can't control. I definitely don't want no goddamn self-driven truck. I need drivers.
I like that.
I don't need robots.
I can get a shot?
Absolutely, my brother.
I appreciate that.
I need drivers.
So,
not robots. Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. This is it's a comfortable setup.
I appreciate that.
And you know, this is my second interview I probably ever did.
I appreciate.
I'm not really comfortable under this. Interviews is like in my old line of work. You know, this is when the police is coming to sit down and ask me. I don't know.
Getting questioned on camera. That's with a mic in your face. It's not even under my shirt.
You feel me?
Right? Yeah.
You know,
right.
The camera caught that look I just did at the mic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this is a little bit, for some of us, you know, not really comfortable with that. But, you know, again, living in your truth, that's all you can do.
100%.
So you could do, brother.
What do you think about this Diddy situation?
We like the blunt for that one, man. Diddy, I seen they was talking about the homie Meek Mills, and that's bad for the community. For my community, anyway. You know, because a lot of things. And you know, I was going to say some, but, you know what I'm saying? I have an uncle. You know what I'm saying? He's my aunt. So I don't have no problem with the LGBTQ community. Yeah,
same.
I don't have
I feel
no
the same
problem.
Way. No problems.
Record, I don't have no record. I mean, I don't have no problem with them. Diddy is out of pocket. Diddy did a lot for the culture. And I would hate that this is what he was doing to the culture for all of this time, fucking them. They already said he was fucking us for the bread. I hope he wasn't really fucking them for the head. You feel me? That's a bad situation. But, goddamn. take that makes you think about that phrase when he say that. That's a bad phrase.
Damn.
He had to pay a girl he was with millions of dollars.
Quickly.
Quickly, too. He paid her fast. Makes you wonder.
I guess it's true, man. That sucks.
Makes you wonder. Pioneer to the culture. To go out like that is bad, man. But,
yeah, you know, one of my favorite Kanye West songs, I mean, lines, is No One Man Should Have All That Power, from the song Power.
I think that's true.
Yeah, because look that's what happens. True. Everybody abuses it. Not everybody. Of course, it's just the majority.
But how many people will really do? You know what's so funny? We all say that, and I'm not saying that against you or knock against you. I'm just saying in general. We all say that. If I had this and I wouldn't do that.
Of course, I wouldn't.
It's
change.
Easy to say that until you got $250 million.
100%. I wouldn't change.
You'll cut your own family member off.
Yeah, because we're not on the same level no more. Mm-hmm. Even your friends, like, yo, we have nothing in common no more. Yeah. I'm 250 mil, yeah, rich. Like,
so all that Black Panther we together talk sound good until that money landing. How many people really gonna stand on that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I had a little bit of change. You know what I'm saying? One thing I'm always gonna stand on is my principles. But to sit here and say I'm not gonna change with $250 million, I'll be a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everything
right.
changes.
Everything changes.
The gym
boy.
I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. You won't even see me.
I don't
want
to be with nobody.
Yeah, I'm not going to bump into you anymore.
I got $250 million. You ain't going to bump into me. I'm calling the mall up at 10 o'clock. Somebody better stay there. Hello, it's me.
We're not bumping into each other.
No. You would never bump into me again. No. I don't even want to be seen.
That's hilarious.
Elon Musk going to the fucking moon, nigga. Take me somewhere else. I got a couple dollars, bitch. Fly me somewhere else, nigga.
Crazy. Sure. Speaking of flying, you mentioned the Bay Area, California, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Bay, man. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Vallejo, all that. I'm outside Sacramento. Well, Sacramento ain't really the Bay, but shout out to the Bay. Shout out to the whole California, for real.
How that happened?
It's a great question. So, everybody asked me, how the fuck, and yeah, you're about to know, because everybody asked, how the fuck this nigga from Yonkers got a West Coast connect? I mean, for various reasons, but to get to the logistics of it, this is actually a true story. Shout out to my brother, JD. And shout out to him actually for two reasons. One, because he came up with this whole idea of the SOA League. We had Shootout Association. So what it was my brother, me and him, but his idea, he came up with a 2K League. You know how everybody play 2K, right? So we had the 2K League, and it was just local people. It was just us playing against each other. It started off with just four regular teams. All people from Yonkers, we all know each other, just playing for bragging rights, right? Yeah. So then, you know, one day that nigga just said, yo, we about to go global with this shit, bro. I got an idea, right? And it went from, literally, we started a Discord, and it went from 25 people, straight Yonkers people, to 600, no exaggeration.
Wow.
I'm talking about in my phone right now, I can call people from California, Tennessee, Florida, wow, here, there. And me and my brother was throwing these tournaments for money.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so people was winning money. So my brother, my bro, A1 Doe, his team was one of the teams certified psychotics. No, that's not his team. Don't quote me for that. But his
good,
team.
That's a good name.
Yeah, but that was one of the teams in it. His team won the championship, and he was the MVP. Long story short, my brother Jay Nam and him were cool. You know what I'm saying? This is all video game shit now. They chopping it up. They playing music. So I guess my brother Nam played a song that me and him just did. So my friend A1, the homie A1, was like, yo, who the fuck is that? He like, that's Hoyt. He like, nah, the fucking commissioner? Nah, I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, nah, tell that nigga. So me and him linked up. So long story short, I just took a chance, bro. We were just chopping it up. I said, man, I'm about to come out there and fuck with you.
You're the commissioner?
Yeah, of the league.
My man.
Yeah, me and my brother. So we flew out. I flew out there. And the rest is kind of history, man. He inspired me to get back into the music. I flew out there on some regular just chilling shit, bro, just to get away. And I went to the studio with him, seen his work ethic. And I make music, so I'm just watching him, no pen, no pad, freestyle. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I laid some shit down with him, and it was crazy. He dropped his album, and I was on it, and that was one of the most popular songs on it. So he like, yo, bro, we got to make another song. So I made another song. We shot the video. Matter of fact, I flew out there to shoot the video. Again, just taking a risk, man. Real Yonkers shit, man. For real, bro. I didn't know that nigga from like a hole that. In a wall. I flew to the one of the most dangerous places in California. I'm in Oakland, California. I'm in the jungle for a rest in peace to the Jacka. Rest in peace street knowledge, for real. So I'm outside, man. And it led to what we doing today. We just pushing this shit, bro. The bro just inspired me. A video game person I turned into my brother, for real. He at the round table now. Anything I do from here on out, he one of the ones with me. And I appreciate the opportunity for him just letting me come out there and just respecting it. Just as, yo, I just met him off 2K. This is like the commissioners. So to the league, it looked like I'm somebody big. I'm just a regular person that just threw it, just started some fucking 2K league, me and my brother. And it just got bigger than what it was supposed. It got big. And I just, you know, piggybacked off the opportunity.
That's crazy. You ever thought of doing streaming?
Yeah, so what I'm about to do now, so I got the Hoyt TV 914.
That's big money in streaming, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into it, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. This is all I do. This is like the most entertaining thing I do.
But you got a following. I looked at it. You got 2,000 and some subscribers.
Yeah, 2.15.
Bro, yes, sir. Shout out to the bro. One. He working. Shout out to all of y'all. I'm sure he love each and every one of y'all.
Please subscribe.
Yes.
When I check my analytics, a lot of people that watch don't follow me. Please just hit that follow. I mean, subscribe. Just hit the subscribe. All you need is a Gmail, and then you can subscribe. It goes a long way for me. I appreciate it.
And he's going to appreciate everything. And on top of that, people, even if you don't go on YouTube, it only takes 1 second, and it's free.
Free.
It's free. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to cost you a dollar. And it's going to, and the appreciation going to go a long way.
Hell yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for watching this long, too. We're like an hour in. Great conversation.
Great interview, man.
Yo, let's get back to Cali, bro, because I've been a few times. Okay. I loved it there. Cali. How do you feel about it?
Oh, man. Being honest with you, brother, I love Y.O. to death.
Of course. It's
born and raised. Don't penalize me, y'all, but I feel like if you go to the Bay for a little while, it's going to remind you of New York. Oakland is going to remind you of Yonkers.
I've never been.
When you hit those 495 and you start, me and my brother took a ride from Oakland to Sacramento. It's like 2 hour drive. When you start seeing those houses on the hill and shit, man, and you start seeing that ocean and shit, give you a new perspective on life. To be honest with you, I'm ready to move out there.
That's exactly how I felt. I've been to LA and San Diego. That's exactly how I felt when I went over there. But I never been up to.
And they embrace you. Like, the embracement is just so real, man. It's a culture shock for us. You know, like I said, I was in San Francisco. We had to stop. I'm driving. I seen a motherfucking train coming through the middle of the street. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm going up hills. Have you ever seen Miss Doubtfire? Like, those hills, that shit is real, man. Like, yeah. It's beautiful, man. It's a culture shock, but I think that's what life is about, right? Experiencing new things, man. Not 100%. Just being stuck in the same place.
It was crazy. Is before our time, there was a train that went through Getty Square. You've seen those pictures?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they're still doing it over there. That's why it's shocking to us. Like, no, you guys are still doing this?
No, but yes. At once upon a time, they had trolleys going through Getty Square.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just they never stopped in California.
No.
Or whatever city that is. So what else would you say about California? You fuck with the tacos?
Oh, my God.
Tell the people.
Them Mexican tacos. Shout out to the Mexicans, man.
You like it spicy? Because they got spice. You go that deep into the spices and stuff?
Yo,
like that?
I'm not really a taco person.
Even if you don't ask for a spicy, it's spicy.
They give it to you. they just, yo, you know what's so wild, bro? Yo, friends, on some real shit? Yo, my nigga friend, they just put some shit, right? They just put some shit on there. I'm watching them. I'm like,
Fully loaded.
My boy like, bro, just chill. Pause. You got to try it. I was going to say eat it. Pause again. But you know, my little niggas in the hood, boy, they'll fry you for that. So I'm going to put a double pause on that, and I'm going to substitute it for try it, my niggas. Word up. So my boy told me to try it. Man, I said, boy, you got to put all that shit. Whatever that shit is, you put all that shit on there. Wagyu burger. You ever had a Wagyu burger?
Wagyu?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah.
That Japanese steak is like, but they make it a burger.
They mash it up into a burger.
Ooh-wee. San Francisco.
Yeah, I never been. I got to try that city one
day. The Bay. Shout out to the fucking Bay. The Rich. All that shit.
I like that. How do you feel about the state of music today?
I think that's a great question, bro. I think, you know, people say, oh, it was because of Soulja Boy. It was because of Chief Keef. Why the game is fucked up. I wouldn't say that. Music is music. I believe, this is my opinion. Again, opinions are subjective. I think once the shit went digital, it was easy. The reason why I say that is because, matter of fact, I ain't going to say what I was about to say because that's pertaining to me. And shout out to Urban Life Distribution, man, for real. Because I just signed a distribution deal for,
Nice. Good shit.
Digital. Once the game went digital, it took the hard work and the grind and the work ethic out of making true music. At one point, you really had to go outside and go grind, man. You had to go to certain places. You had to go on tour. You had to go, if you lived in New York, you had to go to Manhattan, walk around Manhattan, promote that music. Promote.
Selling CDs on the street.
Bro, today.
Outside of record labels.
My daughter could actually just make a song, bro, and just put it on YouTube or anything, and somebody could sign her.
Easily.
I think easily
go viral.
And I think the state of music is in a bad shape unless people go independent. Why search for a record deal today? If you believe in yourself, if you believe in yourself enough to pay for studio time, you should believe in yourself enough to invest into your career, invest into your distribution, invest into your advertising, invest into manufacturing if you got merch. And sky's the limit from there. Be your own boss.
Straight up. Be your own boss. It's anything's possible now with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. We're nearing the end of the podcast. Let the people know where they can find you. Anything you have coming up. And any last advice you'd like to give the people?
Again, I appreciate you, my brother.
Of course. The
platform. This was I felt comfortable doing this. I appreciate you because I got another one coming, a bigger one, and you was like the warm-up.
I appreciate that.
CPG10 on Instagram. Hunger Records on YouTube. Andrews and Demons is out on all platforms, any platform you could possibly think of. Again, shout out to Urban Life Distribution. Shout out to my brother A1. Shout out to Cheese. We got Rent Due coming up, 12-track album. I just finished the intro. We got the skit on it. Andrews and Demons was 8 songs, EP. Rent Due was 12. After that, I'm already picking up beat selections for Too Good to Be True. That's going to be my commercial album. EP, I'm sorry. I want to say I probably will drop an official album before this year is over.
When you say commercial album, you mean like it's commercial?
Commercial songs? EP. Yeah, it won't be no street. It'll be strictly like summer vibes. You know,
yeah, my commercial man. Club. I'm down to hear that.
Trying to go straight a little bit over.
All right.
That'll be Too Good to Be True. And I'll drop the album before the year is out. But yeah, but Rent Due is coming in April. That's the next upcoming project.
Nice.
Rent Due.
Any last advice you want to give the people?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody that's been sticking around. I'm saying paying attention to me. This is Hoyt. We're going to keep working. All pressure. You already know the vibe. CPG forever. Northside official. Shout out to the bro for allowing me on this platform. Big YO energy.
Yonkers love.
Hunger Records. Shice Foe. Foe Gang.
Yonkers love. Let's support each other. Support this amazing artist.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Peace and love.
Peace.